up, nerds? The party is now fully within this dungeon, and have entered some sort of mummy-like room. I wonder if stealing the mummy's stuff might awaken it. You know, meh, what are the odds that would happen in a D&D campaign? Let's roll.
All right, we'll do this. I'm going to say that we were all, like, up against the stone table.
Yeah, so you got, like, they're, like, 10 feet away.
They're 10 feet away.
Wrap up. All right, Croc got 17.
Yeah, you move them up.
Tomlin.
Hold on, I'm rolling.
Shut up.
All right, so Nash rolls a 15.
Okay.
And Tomlin...
18.
Rolls a...
For Harold.
7.
Tomlin, come on.
Yeah, well.
All right, Croc, you're up first.
All right. I guess Frog 1. Let's take a shot.
Not yet.
Oh, wait, what?
Let's fight him first.
Let's see what happens. What did Harold get? Harold got
18.
18. Harold's first.
Oh, in your face. Eat shit, Croc.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
I'm going to... I don't know how hard these things are going to be. So I'm just going to hit it. You know what? I'm going to use the fucking thorn whip, because I can do it from a distance.
From a distance.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to whip 30 feet. Yeah. Good. Ooh, nat 1. So much for rolling rocks.
Did you walk up to them?
No, I was doing it from a distance.
Yeah.
A whip?
Yeah.
Was it a magic thing?
Yep. Oh. Cantrip.
Yeah, then it just misses.
Okay.
That's fine. All right, Croc.
Well, I tried.
Time to smashy smashy.
You know, hold on. I'm going to move over here. Just because I don't like being with everybody.
I'm going to rage up, too. Yeah.
Remember, you're in a big dungeon. Just to give you a warning that frogs might not be worth
the rage. Okay, you're right. Good point.
Seeing as how you've awakened a mummy thing.
Sure. Yeah, the mummy thing might be more of a problem.
Yeah, okay. And this is like room 4 of the dungeon.
Waiting for that then.
I will not play your characters for you, but just give you a little, since we don't usually play full dungeons.
Yeah, that's true. 16 to hit.
Yes, that's definitely okay. Hitting. They are frogs.
Oh, that one also is definitely a hit. Okay. So, where's my fucking...
What is your guy? Oh, barbarian, right, raging.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you moved up, didn't you? You're going after 1.
25 points of damage?
And you smash its frog's head in.
The eyes just like fly out of there.
It looks like Tomlin now.
Hey. Tomlin's like, I wish.
Do you want to move anymore?
I'm still going
to
fuck it.
Yeah, I'll move to the other one.
2?
Yeah. So he's smashed. The 3 is dead.
No, you just killed 1.
The first hit was a 25?
Yeah.
And you guys
No, that was all together.
Oh, okay.
Together, yeah.
Then Nash, it's your turn.
All right. He is going to just do a firebolt.
Firebolt?
Yeah. Move the one off the grid. I smashed his head in.
I did.
Oh, okay. There were 3? I thought there were 2. Oh, okay. Got it. Understood.
And at his level, I think firebolt is 2d8. Okay, let me see if I hit first. Probably not. Does a 14 hit?
Yes.
Oh, I'm right.
Hey now.
They're frogs.
All right.
They're not strong.
You got me there.
They might not even be trying to attack us. They're just walking around.
Rabbit. Any good flies in here? Oh, God.
It's 10 or 8 for a firebolt. I can't remember. I think it's 8.
It's been a while since I've used firebolts.
I like the sigh.
I can look. Shut up.
Candy Beyond is free.
What? It's a D10.
D10.
And your level?
2. 6. 6.
2. I hope not.
Oh, that's going to be a bad time.
Yeah, 2d10.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So that would be 10. 10
points of damage. You hear from the tomb, you can hear it continuing to knit itself back together.
Oh my God. What have we done?
It's a 1d10.
No, it's 2d10. At level 6.
At level 5.
Yeah, level 5. It's a 2d10.
All right, it is the frog's turn.
Like Tomlin didn't go.
He's after them. He rolled a 7. They're both going to attack croc, because, you know.
No!
They're frogs.
Not the smartest. And they don't like turtles.
It's like you're a frog, but not quite.
One of us. One of us.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19... Do I don't still have that infusion, do I?
I give it to you every morning.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then it does not.
Oh. Give
it
to you every morning.
That's right.
Then they just feebly frog lick you and...
That's a Nash's little present to you, everyone.
Love it.
And just wait, cuddles up next to you, spoons you, gives you a little infusion.
Your shell's so hard.
I really do like the way you smell sometimes.
Little acrid.
It's a very gay group now.
Yeah, well, okay.
Not me, I only fuck female.
Tomlin's in the corner jerking off.
Ew.
He likes to watch now.
Yeah. I like to watch.
Anyone got any eggs I could jerk off onto?
Got a whole container of jerk.
Yeah, you got one left.
Just one.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the whole fluid in there is sort of
it's all
gross.
Creamy cum.
Thank you. I'm glad that was shoved down my throat.
It's like a Cadbury cream egg.
But the cream's on hell. The outside. Yeah.
Like if Satan made a cranberry.
The cream is not as good anymore.
No.
It's the chocolate's not as good either.
Well, yeah, they fucked up the whole thing because they use high fructose corn syrup and
yeah. Sugar.
Used to be good.
Like the Cadbury mini eggs are still awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although those are dangerous because you get a bag of them and you're like, I'm going to eat this entire bag. It's like nine
my Cadbury parents, cream eggs. This year they didn't have people over for Easter, went for brunch, but like last year they had like just a big bowl of them. No. They must have put like three bags.
Oh, dear God.
I have a big bowl of
cereal. You just had the bowl, you're eating it like cereal.
Pour milk in.
You know what cereal was amazing?
Heavy cream.
Heavy cream. It's Easter.
I'm on vacation.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
I remember that.
Yeah,
what happened to that? That was amazing.
Kids died.
Yeah, kids were getting their feet amputated all the time.
What is this? Pure sugar. Yeah.
That's what I gave to that girl.
I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is still out there.
So it's Cookie Crisp. I think they've...
Cookie Crisp!
I think they've nuked Cookie Crisp, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not as dangerous as
it's not real.
That's why I just use a... What the fuck is those little mini cookies?
Oh, yeah, the...
Especially the no. Not Oreo.
The...
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos. Starts with an O.
Has an O in it.
There's an O in the middle of one of the words.
Just pour a bowl of the mini ones into it.
Yeah, I'll make my own Cookie Crisp. Thank you very
fuck
much.
You, Cookie Crisp.
I don't need a dog and a robber on the cover of my...
I just eat Pop-Tart cereal. I just crush Pop-Tarts up.
It's not an official cereal.
It's not
an
official make it.
Anyway, I saw this advertisement on Reddit where somebody, they're like, maybe you make Pop-Tart sandwiches, and the dude just put ice cream between two Pop-Tarts.
Sounds awesome.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Are we going to get these s'mores Pop-Tarts or something like that?
I don't like the chocolate in those kind of Pop-Tarts. It just tastes
nice. S'mores. No, I like the fruit Pop-Tarts are the best.
Yeah.
Or the brown sugar
like
one.
Fruit.
I do.
I like blueberry. Blueberry is my favorite.
Brown sugar frosted is the best.
Blueberry is my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Blueberry's pretty good.
I like
cherry and the strawberry are A+.
Strawberry is my next.
The strawberry has the...
I hate cherry.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I don't hate it. I just... That's my last pick.
Just think, when we all live in Mantopia, we won't over...
That's right.
We can buy all...
We can buy the variety pack.
Yeah. Variety pack. We'll get individual... Giant boxes of each flavor.
We'll have someone making Pop-Tarts
That's
for
true.
Us.
We'll have a Pop-Tart chef.
I eat them raw. I don't cook Pop-Tarts.
I eat them raw, too. I raw dog those Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, some people...
I was a Michelin star chef. I'm making Pop-Tarts.
And I don't even make them. They just want me to put them in the toaster. I don't know why they're paying me.
Just do it.
I don't want to get off the fucking couch.
Got video games to play.
Yeah.
I think you're starting to graft to the
I'm
couch.
Playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Pop-Tarts is one of those foods that I ate too much in college.
Are you done with it?
You got tired
of them? Done with it, yeah.
What about toaster strudels?
Oh, they're the best.
They are.
There's not enough icing in them.
Toaster strudels are the best.
Ew.
At least I do.
This doesn't look as
white.
Rob Rodney has his toaster strudel in a container of frost, like, cake frosting next to him.
You know what it is, right?
It doesn't stay good for long. I have to use it.
It's literally powdered sugar and milk.
Yeah. Just condensed milk.
No, just powdered sugar and milk. Regular milk.
Not even condensed. Yeah, you just mix it.
Good.
It is good.
Yeah, but you want the cheese.
It's so fucking
cream
good.
Cheese frosting is the best kind of frosting.
Mm. Not for... I don't know about strudel.
Yeah.
Strudel.
Okay, anyway, what are we doing?
Tomlin.
I don't know.
Pop-Tart aside.
My turn?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're fighting something. Oh god,
I didn't realize Pop-Tart was going to derail us so hard.
I mean, Pop-Tarts are great.
This podcast sponsored by Pop-Tarts.
Please, please, Pop-Tarts. You don't sponsor anybody. I never see a Pop-Tart ad.
Didn't WWE have a Pop-Tart sponsored match? I think you're right. Like
they did
year,
something stupid like that.
And they had the Pop-Tart come out.
Oh god, you're right. Oh my god, you're right. Oh,
Sacred Flame.
That made me angry.
Deck 37.
Which one? The one that got hit?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to make a what? Oh no, that's an attack, right?
Yes.
Wait, no. Sacred Flame for. If I do Sacred Flame, it would be the one that got hit or the one that didn't get hit. Because I think there's a. Lovely.
I like Sacred this Wandering Flame. Bear coffee. Wandering Bear sponsoring.
No, it doesn't
Broad Street Bullied.
It doesn't
all
matter.
These companies.
So the one that got
please do not. We're getting sued.
Please.
I don't know if they can sue you for saying they sponsor you and they didn't.
I don't know. It is. Well, it
could be a definition. Defamation.
I mean, they could probably send you like a cease and desist, and then if you
please stop mentioning.
Yeah. Please stop talking about us.
I'd really rather you not even mention that we exist.
Please, in fact, stop using our product altogether.
Yeah. So yeah, Sacred.
It makes us sick to our stomach.
You need to roll a
which one?
Dexterity saving throw.
The hurt one or the not hurt one?
The hurt one. BD 18.
Okay. Nine.
It burns alive.
Which one is that?
Holy flame.
What number is that? I forget which one's
hurt. There's one left.
Fair enough.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That's fair, yeah.
All right, Kruk, your turn.
All right, smashy, smashy. Smash, 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 smash. All right, so we got 17 and 14.
They both hit.
All right.
You're going to kill this guy.
I'm going to destroy them. Okay, let's
see. He's just a frog. It's like, you're going to die with me. They sends in a couple
of
frogs.
29? Does that hit?
Blow the top of its fucking head off.
I just like golf club it off.
That's harsh.
That's rough. Sticks to the wall and slides down.
You guys can split 150 XP.
Woo!
Oh,
we did
yeah.
It. We split that? We
yeah.
Did. It's not almost not even
so,
worth it.
Like basically 30 each if you, you know.
We're going to just do 30 each. That's better. Easier. Now.
Sorry, 40 each.
40 each. Fuck me up. What's the number now? He fucked me up.
40. It would be 1727.
1727? I thought we were at like 14.
You're 14727. My bad.
You can hear. You hear the almost like the knitting back together of the mummy's stuff getting more intense.
Okay.
So it's starting to speed up its regeneration.
Hit it again.
And it sits up again.
Oh man! Like the Undertaker.
Kind of, pretty much. And it's got glowing
yes,
eyes.
Yes. Yes.
And now it's Harold's turn.
Oh, so we're still in conflict with this thing, even though we destroyed all the frogs?
The frogs were just frogs.
No, I know, but like...
They weren't like the mummy's frogs that came in.
No, I know, but the confrontate...
Come protect me, guardian frogs!
Man, I need to get a better security system. No, but I mean, like, I didn't know if because he was still, like, knitting himself together, if we were like, engaged with him yet. That was like a separate confrontation.
Some of you guys are close. But you're next to the thing, so if, you know.
You mean it moves? So technically, the thing's like here.
Yeah, get near it.
Yeah. I am going to cast Entangle on it and see if I can't get it restrained within its tomb.
Mm. Can we just slide the stone back on top? And like,
whoops!
He's like, I can't get out of here.
I still want this.
I'm claustrophobic.
All right, so Entangle, and he's got to make a DC Strength 14.
Does that stop them, or does that just...
Slows
them down.
Don't make it.
It restrains them.
You're restrained.
DC what?
14.
He just makes it.
God damn it.
What does it do if he doesn't restrain them?
I mean, it's still there, as long as I concentrate on it, and if he starts his next... action there, or his next turn, he's got to roll again.
So he can just walk out of it?
He can, as long as he makes a successful...
Which he did. So he's going to walk out of it?
He's going to walk out of it, yeah.
Creature in the area where you cast a spell succeeds in the same thing as by the entangling plants.
Because I know if I was getting entangled by like weird vines and I was able to get out, I would just walk out.
Yeah. Nope.
No, thank you. I said no, thank you.
I mean, you know, this thing looks fucking scary.
Great.
Right?
Great.
Like you saw the picture of him when he was alive. He's huge, big guy. Yeah. Now he's got, you know, his eyes are starting to glow.
So he's the one that fought the snake, the giant
snake. Yeah. And he was buried with all this treasure. Usually you're not.
Nash goes, look, I didn't want him to smash you up. All right? That was all him over there.
I wanted his riches. What's wrong with that? You understand.
I mean, he still has stuff on him.
Oh,
right?
I want that stuff.
I want that stuff.
I don't want that stuff. We need to kill this guy. Yeah, I want that stuff.
I don't know what that stuff is, but I want it.
Those bracers are very enticing to me.
Yeah, the bracers. It's true. I'm going to put my pen. Where'd my pen go?
There it is.
I knew you were going to say that.
You're becoming too predictable. Spice it up, BB.
Did it fall? Or did I put it somewhere?
Like up your butt?
Nah!
Now you got a butt pencil.
Oh man, he got you good.
You did get me. I'm gonna go cry.
All right. Well, it is. Do you stay next to him?
I'm not next to him. I'm all the way.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Over here.
Over here now.
Over here.
Yeah. Okay. And let me roll. I'll say, as part of your a snatching of things, you grabbed one of the two rings. Mm. So let me decide which one you grabbed.
Your snatch worked.
My snatch always works.
Use your snatch, Poppy.
Okay. Well, you grabbed a nice one.
Yay!
But not the nicer one.
Aww.
Okay. It would be Nash's turn.
All right.
Shoot him in the face.
Mind you, he's...
Give it a shot.
You know, he's looking more and more strong as you guys are... But he's not out of his tomb yet.
Okay. Okay, so he's still in the tomb. I guess I'm going...
Can we encase him in the tomb? Is that possible? Just shove him back down.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna... He has, like, cloth, like, hanging from him and shit, like a mummy.
Yeah, he's in.
I'm gonna drop my ballista, okay. But it's gonna be the fire ballista.
Okay.
So that would be.
Can we run out, get the oil, and just light them on fire?
And I get a small one in my hand. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just letting you know.
But I do have the oil ready.
yeah, just fill the room with the oil, light it up, and leave.
That's the artificer.
Myself.
Artillery. So flamethrower. It and I could put it where I want. And you need to make a dexterity saving throw against it. And I get a little one too that I could use. So
little flamethrower?
Little flamethrower. It's a 15-foot cone.
Dex saving throw?
Dex.
19. Oh, 18. Fuck. Sorry.
Well, that worked.
Yeah, that didn't work. All right. Well, sorry, guys. Then the thing goes.
This guy just keeps rolling.
What?
Rolling.
Come 11.
On. You didn't make it that time.
Are you not hearing me? I don't.
Fire damage.
So that's 11 points of fire damage. Do I notice if anything? Does he seem like it took more than he should have?
No, it does not seem like he took more than he should have. But it, you know, it definitely hurt him. He crumbles slightly, but not.
Oh, he's crumbling, guys. He's crumbling.
But you can still tell there's like definitely magic.
Crumbling. Croc, your turn. Famous.
All right. That's his favorite cereal.
You want me to move you up to him?
Tomlin's turn.
Tomlin.
Oh shit! All right.
Do something divine.
Sure. Whatever, guys.
Do it.
Let's see. He is going to cast... Should I do something defensive or offensive?
Offensive. Let's try to get this fucker dead before he gets out.
Then I'll cast... Oh, he doesn't want to go walk up to him, though.
Why not?
Doesn't seem like it's a smart thing to do.
You are right next to it, though.
It's
you
a moved it's, away. It's an undead, right? It's considered undead?
Oh, yeah. He's right. Definitely undead.
I'm going to try and turn him.
On?
That just makes him afraid of you, right?
I know. He has to walk away. Like, just go away.
Go away.
just go away. They start walking away unless someone hits them, which actually would give us advantage. Not advantage, but would be better because he wouldn't get his
turn. He's not walking at the moment, so he couldn't walk at.
All right. If I turn him,
go ahead. Go ahead.
There's nothing I have to roll.
Oh, what do I have to do?
I don't think there, what's his CR?
More than one that would automatically turn.
Yeah, and I don't think it would do anything, so let's rethink that.
yeah, he doesn't look like... I think your CR is like a half at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He definitely doesn't look like a half.
Yeah.
Things with glowing eyes tend not to be half.
No.
Okay, then he's going to... he's going to Sacred Flame.
Okay.
So,
dexterity save.
Yeah.
What was it?
21.
Dude, your rolling is ridiculous.
It's getting, yeah. Not helpful for you at the moment.
I hate it.
All right, now it's Crook's turn.
Okay. Smash him, Crook.
Are you going to move up?
Yeah. Now I want you to smash him.
It's going to happen, don't worry. I got this. 20.
That hits.
Next. That also definitely hits, so they both hit.
Nash is the one saving everyone's ass at the moment.
I'm trying to. 18 points of damage.
And then what did you...
Smashing damage, I believe it's called.
That's enough to knock him back down again.
Yeah!
So, you can tell he's not dead. But also, like, you probably have a few rounds to grab the bracers and the other ring if you want.
Grab the shit off him.
I grab it.
Yeah.
Can you grab the shit off him, and then I can take my flamethrowers and just go...
just burn him, like, in the thing?
Well, you can, you know, it's up to you guys. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep attacking him?
Would it do anything different if I were to, like, turn incinerate him?
probably, from knocking him apart, probably not.
Okay.
You can keep him down.
All right. Then I'll leave my, you know what? I'll leave my ballista here and just keep.
Just
fire.
Yeah, that'll work for right. Like the ballista last an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is my worst day ever.
I have risen. Oh my god!
This is the worst day ever, and I was killed.
Why don't we push the stone back over him?
We're just gonna. That's what I keep saying.
Right.
Push it back.
So if the ballista can keep him in there,
yeah.
Then let's just push the stone.
The ballista is too big to go. Like, I don't think the ballista would fit inside of...
No, not inside, but you put on the edge and then just keep firing and we'll just push it over.
Alright, sure.
Or, we get the oil from the other room, we pour it in the tomb, we light the tomb on fire.
And then close it?
And then close it.
And
then
although the air would be...
Put it out. Let's leave it a crack.
Yeah, just a crack.
Just a crack.
Get the air so it can burn.
Actually, we'll leave it so there's enough room for the ballista to shoot fire in it. Pour the oil on it.
Uh-huh.
Just continue. Yeah,
the ballista can leave at that point.
Yeah, that's true. That'll just keep burning.
All right, yeah,
let's do that. Because that way it'll at least give us a chance to get the fire out of there.
Yeah.
And the whole thing's made of stone, so it's not like it's going to burn the whole...
The fucking undead thing.
We come back
eventually we'll come out and...
I'll be like, where'd they go? It's been 20 years.
And then we come back, the whole thing's glowing red.
It is a Hanukkah story. We'll just hope it just burns and burns and burns. Yeah.
It was only supposed to last for a day.
That's true. All right, so let's do that.
It's a miracle.
All right.
We get the oil, we just start...
Do you think the miracle was they miscalculated the amount of oil?
That's probably what it was.
All right, so you guys
very good at math.
We didn't pay that much.
You guys,
such a good deal.
Such a good deal, and it burns forever.
You have a chance to look at all your shit.
I'm interested in those bracers.
The mask itself, you can tell, is worth 200 gold pieces.
Ooh. Do anything?
It just looks cool.
It looks cool. Hmm. I mean, it kind of, you can kind of, having it, you feel like that, the mask itself has a connection to the...
Like some sort of, like, power to it. Not, to, like, real like
connected
power.
To the yeah, thing, yeah, not, yeah. like, necessarily that it's, yes. itself is powerful.
Got it, got it, got it.
Can I wear it?
Yeah, you
can
wear it.
It would look ridiculous on Nash, because he's a big guy. Nash,
and you have a pendant worth 50 gold pieces?
I could wear it.
All right, well, hold on. Let me write this down. Yeah. So we got... What do we got? We got the...
You're not going to save those notes anywhere.
No, it saves. It does save.
He found out he can connect it to his Google Drive.
I could. He won't. So we got... No, I won't. What is... We got a mask worth 200 gold.
Mm-hmm. Pendant worth 50. Yeah, you didn't get the stuff off his hair.
Well, ew.
Yeah.
We wanted those bracers, though. That was the main
thing. You would have grabbed the diadem on his head, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's worth another 200. Mm-hmm. I would say you'd be able to grab... probably would have grabbed the thing on his chest. Like that's worth 200 gold.
What is that? The is that like a? Should I just put like chest?
It's there? Like a chest plate, not like a chest okay. plate, but like a fancy
chest jewelry.
Yeah, pretty much. You wouldn't have had time to grab all the little beads and shit. The bracers,
yeah,
bracers of defense.
Yes, I knew it. I want them.
Why do you? You're a druid.
Yeah, that means that I have light armor. I need AC.
Well, I mean that's among you guys to decide.
I mean, Nash could use him, but he tries to not get into the fight, and you usually go and jump into the fray, so Nash will...
Tomlin. I would say at this point, Tomlin might put up a little bit of a fight.
He's got 23 AC.
Yeah, but he also has been reduced to a frog.
So not saying he's going to win the fight. Give me fucking something.
But I think he would be a little...
No, I don't think he would, because because he's still good. He's still, like, you know, he's still trying to be, like... The cleric.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think he would argue, especially since he knows he has the most armor of anyone there.
True.
So he also has a cloak of
protection.
So I don't know if he could use bracers of defense with that.
No, you can.
Yeah, well, then I want them. No, I'm just kidding.
The rings. One of them is a ring of protection.
How about that?
You can't use that at the same time.
God damn it!
Did you hear that, Rodney?
Ring of protection.
Yeah.
Can I use it?
As long as you don't have a cloak of protection.
I do not.
That's a plus one to AC, and also plus one to your death rolls when you go down. The other is a ring that has a panther ready to strike. That is a ring of animal influence.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, did I get the bracers?
Yes.
Yes.
But you could tell that Tomlin was a little miffed.
Well, I don't want Tomlin to be miffed.
He's not miffed. He's miffed. A little bit. My character, shut the fuck up.
He's changing.
So, question, will you let the AC boost transfer into my wild shapes?
No. I don't think that's how it works.
No. That turns into its own thing.
Ring of animal protection?
Ring of animal influence.
Influence.
It has three charges that regain a day during the day. You have to, obviously, it's... You have to attune to it.
Nash wants that.
You can do animal friendship. You can cast animal friendship, fear, but it has to target only beasts of intelligence 3 or lower, or speak with animals.
Cool. Nash wants it.
Okay. What's if you're wearing no armor? I mean, that's up to you guys. No shield. I actually don't have a need for it.
You don't have a need to talk to animals?
No. A druid? No, I will take that. Braces of defense, you can't have a shield or armor.
No, I'm taking the ring.
Oh, take the ring. I don't give a shit.
Oh, you can't use the
bracers? I can use them.
Do you have any armor?
Do you have armor?
You have your
my shell is armor.
Well, then give him the...
Well, then you should take the bracers.
Would that work with the ring of protection?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, bracers. Nice.
They're plus 2 AC.
Oh, my God.
What's your AC now?
So it would be 22, and then the infusion would make it 23.
So you have the same AC as Tomlin.
Like, and I'm like in the front, usually fucking people up. So
that's very good.
But you can't use armor, and you can't use a shield.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't been using my shield, honestly, the extra AC for that, yeah. So, because it gives me better attacks with my thing, so.
Just FYI.
Alright, I'm writing that down. Hold on, Ring of Protection. Right, not Ring of Protection, sorry, Ring of Animal Influence.
What else here? You got... You would have grabbed the shit out of his hands. Just fucking looting the corpse there.
Oh, yeah.
It had a large jade cube worth 150 gold pieces and a spherical agate worth 50.
Hold on, give me a second.
You wanted to grab the containers at his feet.
Can't wait! Whole just game. Wait! Alright, what we got? So it's a cube?
Yeah. Jade cube, 150.
Jade
and an cube. Agate. God
damn it. And an agate.
Worth 50.
Jade. Cube. 150. GP.
What an agate.
Then you gotta grab the bottle by his hip, which he took a little sip. You could tell it's an elixir of health. Okay, which removes the blinded, deafened, paralyzed, and poisoned conditions.
Snap.
It's what? What's it called?
Elixir of health.
Elixir. It's a panacea.
Turn. Mm-hmm. Turn.
Panacea.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Panacea.
So you probably didn't want him to go back to full health.
No. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Glad we didn't. Glad we burned him alive.
Oh, my God.
A panacea cures everything.
Mm.
I thought it was that Italian meat.
That's pancetta. or prosciutto.
I got from the pizza, fancy pizza place by my house, fancy sandwich and pizza place.
Yeah.
They had a long hots with mozzarella and pancetta in it.
Ooh.
Got that last night. Pretty good.
That sounds good.
I do long hots with Italian hot sausage and cheddar
sausage.
Cheese mixed all together. Oh, so good.
I might have to start buying some long hots. We don't cook with them, but
yeah, long hots are great.
It was good.
They're a good temperature.
You just get regular bacon just throw it in or something.
It's funny, you know how there's like the, I guess it was like Lay's or whatever would do the random chip flavors.
Oh, yeah.
They had like a long hots and provolone flavor. Ooh. It was fucking good.
You know what I really liked was their stromboli.
Yeah, the stromboli one was great.
Excellent.
The stromboli one and the tomato pie one was good too.
I didn't have the tomato pie. That was good too. I like tomato pie.
I love
tomato pie's good.
good tomato pie.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. You can hear the burning still out in the hallway.
Is there any screaming? Because that makes me
no screaming.
Oh.
But that is an effective way to keep them in there for gonna be quite a while.
Nash
oil takes a long time.
Nash adds some screaming for
good.
Yeah. You know, a flask of oil lasts like a day, maybe, right? And that was 20 flasks.
Jesus Christ.
Have to worry about that.
He's got
guy.
Almost a month of this.
Yeah.
That guy's going to burn for a while.
Oh, yeah. That was the right use of the oil, I think. We were destined to do it this way.
I wasn't expecting when I was going through this. I wasn't thinking that oil would be used to...
Hey, to just keep you know, at bay for 20 days?
That's the exciting part of D&D.
You never know.
You never know what people are going to do.
You never know.
People do whatever they want.
Probably thought they could use this oil for some practical use in the future.
I hope they have
pour it all in the coffin.
That's why a video game will never replace it.
No.
All right, so you're in the hallway. You got all your stuff. You go down and turn the thing, and you see a staircase. It only goes up a few steps, and then it seems that the rest is filled with clay and stone rubble. Basically, like the hallway that you were following turns, and it's just.
Can you turn into a badger and dig through? I was kind of joking.
I will look.
No, I don't have a badger.
Okay.
I do have a dire wolf. They may be pretty good.
Not really.
So the only thing you really can do is go back into that room and go through the other doors.
Okay.
Get the fuck out!
Same guy.
Yeah, you have to go back to that. Get it! Jesus Christ, how many times did I tell you fucking get out of the fucking room? Guardians, get away!
Nash is like,
I want to smash this guy.
I really want to fucking kill this guy.
Fuck him.
Get out of my room!
Can we kill him?
I mean, you can do what you want. He's not attacking you. He doesn't want you in his room.
All right, well, let's just move on.
What if we just stay there?
I mean, he's going to get more and more agitated.
And I start laughing. The more agitated he gets.
You see him starting to, like, he doesn't calm down, but he's starting to, like, like twitch and lose some of his control.
Oh, now he's gonna fight.
So you need to stay.
We don't need to stay. Let's keep moving.
I really want to kill this thing.
Harold's like, come on. It's just a thing.
Let's keep moving.
That is fair. He's a druid.
I want to kill it. I want to kill it so bad.
Don't forget, we also need to keep moving because of the green gas.
Oh, right.
We can't let go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you go. He's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, you fucking pansies.
Hey, stop it.
You fucking pansies. You poofters, get out.
You poofters.
I mean, no, I ain't a poofter.
Mama didn't raise no poofter.
Can't speak to the rest of these, but I ain't no poofer.
Tomlin's like,
I'm a little poofter. I can go poofter if I want.
I can poof if I want to.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That sounds weird. All right. Anywho, next room. This room is wet.
Ew.
And the walls are covered.
I didn't do anything yet.
Oh, so wet. Oh, yeah. This room's so wet.
Your walls are dripping.
I start flicking the doorknob.
Put a towel under me. And the walls are covered with a slimy white buildup.
Oh my god.
Oh, there we go.
There is about an inch and a half of water and mud blanketing the floor. Many overturned pedestals and pieces of broken statuary lie on the floor, partially buried in the mud. Opposite the entrance of this room is another door.
Tomlin's like, does anyone else feel really comfortable here?
This is kind of you. Only one pedestal remains standing in the northwest corner. On it sits a small metallic three-sided pyramid. Overhead, in the shadow-draped ceilings, are inlaid colored tiles depicting a starry sky and forming strange patterns in the areas above the pedestals.
Okay. So starry sky, pedestals, pyramid. Is the pyramid, like, on the floor, like...
No, it's on a pedestal.
So is it... But I'm saying, is it attached to, like... Is it attached, or is it just a... Just a thing that we could pick up?
It's just a thing.
Does it look like it's worth anything? Because you have this one.
I mean, it's small. You know me. Compared to the other things that you've gotten, it's worth something, but it's not, like...
It's worth something.
It's not... You know, you're not, like... You just came out of a room with, like, you know, 1,000 gold of, like, and plus 3,000, however much the bracers your defense are.
Never
you
enough. Know, like, I want to be royalty, damn it.
I need. I want to be royal.
Riches.
Royal. Where, I'm sorry, where's the starry sky on the ceiling?
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Can I perceive it and see if there's, like, constellations in it or some sort of pattern to it?
Just seems like a large.
You don't have to roll. It's nothing.
Just stars.
It's just stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they like gems or just?
No. That's a painting. You can tell it's a painting.
All right. It's a painting, guys.
It's a painting. All right. I guess I'll examine the pyramid without touching.
Okay. You can tell it's made of silver and worth about 5 gold pieces.
Okay. Can I check it for traps?
Sure.
10.
You don't see any traps around it, but as you're looking at it, you could see that the wall, it's like kind of moving.
Like dripping?
No, like the wetness of the wall is really like an algae type
gross
thing. But it's kind
of... Oh, it's some kind of ochre or slime. Shit. I hate those things.
Yeah.
Fire. Tim, we shouldn't use all the oil.
Yeah, well.
Get the oil.
go back, scoop some out, get a bucket.
This hurts. It hurts so bad.
I need some of
shit.
I
guess I still technically have my ballista, right?
Yeah, he'd come up with you for a
can
little
I, while. Can I, you, you know, just shoot fire on the wall, see what happens?
Sure.
Do you want me to do that, guys?
The room, again, the room is just this room with a bunch of broken pedestals, and then you see doors going on the other side.
So if I do
and
this, do I need to roll?
Yeah, you would need to roll.
Alright.
Don't miss the wall.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Oh my god.
I missed it.
Well, that didn't work.
Did you roll that one? Yep. Yeah. Amazing.
Nice. It misses the whole green thing completely.
Nash is the worst.
But you could tell the room's so wet that the fire has, like, no effect on anything. Like,
guys, I'm starting to think I ain't the best gun shooter.
However, it shot the ceiling a bit. Okay. And some of the slime sloughed off and followed Nash, and you take a damage of acid.
I deserve that.
Just one.
All right.
Right on your eyeball.
How many?
You're blind forever.
It's only 1 point of damage.
And that was so disproportional.
It's not much. You're just blind. You're just blind forever.
You try to rub it into your eye. It gets into the other eye.
Nash, stop.
You pick your nose, breathe it in.
Do I turn into Daredevil? A little tiny
butthole.
Oh my god. Why do I keep touching stuff?
How many doors are there? Three?
Little tiny
just one. Daredevil.
Oh, just one.
Yeah, it's just a simple room with pedestals.
Alright.
But, well, it's some kind of, if it burned me, it's something bad.
No, that was the slime, like the, you get from like the wall.
Oh, okay, it caught on fire and
okay, like it broke a little bit.
Alright.
So, that wasn't the green algae part that you saw near the pyramid.
Gotcha.
Just the rest of the room is wet and you could tell some of the stucco acid.
Alright, well, he's going to try again with the little hand cannon.
Why?
Well, it could be.
Because you really want that 5 gold?
No, I won't. Don't want the 5 gold. I just don't want a fucking slime attacking me.
It's not attacking you.
Oh my god.
So that's a 10.
Okay. It's. And what kind of damage is it?
Fire.
Okay. It doesn't do anything to it because it's so wet. Everything is so wet in this room.
Mm.
But you now have woken it.
Too wet.
Oh my god.
Oh my bad, guys.
It was not doing it. I literally.
You guys told me you wanted to do it.
I wanted to go to the door.
You guys said you wanted to.
Why'd you do it twice?
Because.
I was trying to get you past this. It's like, oh, it's so well, the room's so wet, the fire doesn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, you might not want to use the fire.
It's not awakened.
What is it now?
Well, now it's awake.
Now it's awake. I mean,
it's fine.
That was very Automat of you.
I know.
Nash is not good. He's not great. He's not the best. He's very smart. Just not. Doesn't have any common sense.
I don't know, me.
That's what we say about idiots.